Basket Case for a Gentleman. The first time I saw the basket lady, she thanked me for opening the door for her at the post office, using a loud and husky voice. "Why, thank you. A real gentleman." Her musical delivery made my morning a little nicer. That, of course, is because I'm of the generation that was often told being a gentleman was a virtue, and furthermore, virtue was a nice thing to possess. The basket lady is probably in her late 60s or early 70s. She is dressed, as we would say down here, for Sunday school, and her outfit includes makeup, hose, and a pleasant smile under her carefully arranged blonde hairdo. She walks slowly, pulling behind her a metal-wheeled basket, the kind assistants use to pick up the morning corporate mail. I see her often, the basket lady, sometimes moving slowly along 14th Avenue South, chatting merrily with herself. Once I went into F.W. Woolworth and saw her eating breakfast at the counter, a bit of grits on her chin and a napkin poised while she smiled across the counter at a sullen waitress. There were other elderly diners at the counter, people who seemed never to have left Woolworth's, people who eat there just to recapture an old memory of what it was like so many moons ago, when Woolworth's was a thriving social center in each community, competing with S.H. Chris for the place of honor as bus stop and gathering place for everybody you knew who wanted a dime bag of popcorn that could last an hour. That was back when waitresses were polite, even if you didn't tip much. Back when you could feel safe leaving your purse and bags on that little ledge beneath the lunch counter while shopping around for one more item in the store. The basket lady is the only person who has called me a gentleman in decades, and I liked it. Even though it's sexist nowadays, I still hold the door open for women as well as men if I get there first, and I still smile and nod to people on the street in tribute to my father and his generation, who always tipped their ever-present hats to ladies and gestured to strangers on the street. Perhaps the memory of those gentler days is why the basket lady never forgets to smile at passers-by. After all, she's a lady.